Today's second date update is kind of confusing because Louise is on the phone and she emailed us to do a second date update. But in her email, she says that she wishes she would have never went on the date.
What?
So I don't know. Louise, do you know how second date updates work? Usually somebody goes on a date that they actually liked and then they want to get another date.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, so why do you wish you wouldn't have gone on your date?
It was just like a bad snowball effect. So my friends and I went out the night before this date, and I think that started the whole problem.
Okay.
Really?
Did you meet the guy when you guys were out?
No. Okay, so I met James on Tinder, and we set up like a Sunday brunch date. Like, it was at the beginning of the week, so it like made really good sense.
Right.
But my girlfriends and I went out Saturday night, and they were like, oh, we're just going to get a few drinks, and we're going to sit outside. And Russian mules turned into gin and tonics. And next thing I see is like really late.
Yeah.
So you were hungover then, and that's why you didn't want to go on the date, because you were hungover.
I was totally hungover on hard liquor.
Yeah. I mean, that's the worst too. Whenever you say you're just going out for a few drinks, it never really works out.
Yeah. So the next day, I really didn't want to because I felt horrible. Like, my stomach was not in the best. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, it's way too late to cancel this date. I'm going to be like a horrible person. Like, I just decided to go out anyway. I was like, you know what? Just pull it together, drink something, and go.
Okay.
Right. And this is like the one time you're hoping that your date is also hungover.
I was really hoping that. But when I met James for brunch, he's like, all nice, put together. Like, you know, just like, hi. And I'm just like, holy heck. Like, this is going to be rough.
You're just holding back puke the whole time.
Oh, my God. And I can smell you. Like, just even thinking about it, I can smell
you. It was like the hair, the bags under the eyes. I had the whole hungover look put together.
Oh, great.
Did he know immediately or did you address it?
I didn't want to, honestly. Like, I was trying to fake until I make it, to be honest. Like, I just didn't want to be like, oh, yeah, I totally didn't think this was going to really happen. So
yeah.
I felt bad. So we're sitting there, and we just started getting into stupid arguments. Like, we had a 20-minute argument. Like, I feel really ashamed of it.
Whoa.
It was like the stupidest thing in the world.
Wait, so you guys were like legit arguing or like playful?
Like, we were legit arguing. No, like people were staring at us.
Whoa.
Like, what? Wait.
That's not a good sign.
What were you arguing about?
About brunch. He was like trying to qualify what makes brunch brunch. Like, what is the guidelines and the definitions and the structure for brunch?
And you couldn't, like, that sounds like a fun conversation. But
he was like, well, brunch is anything you eat on Sunday morning. And I was like, no, it's mostly about the food. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, it's about the time. And I was like, no, it doesn't matter. So it just kept getting out of control for every little thing. And I'm hungover, and like, I'm not making sense.
So if you weren't hungover, could you have had that conversation in a more playful manner, or you were just hungover and like angry?
I think I was just hungover and angry.
Okay.
I was angry because I wasn't home in my pajamas, to be honest with you. Like, it wasn't his fault, and it was just stupid. It didn't need to happen.
Yeah.
And I just like felt so guilty if I would have canceled, but.
So you figured show up and yell at the guy for a little while. That'll be better.
There you go.
I didn't mean to. I felt really bad.
Did you guys recover at all from that?
I tried calling him and texting him, and he's just not getting back to me. Like, I'll be honest, when we got out of there, we were just like upset. Like, even when the food came, we were just eating angrily. You know, like when you have an upset stomach because you're hungover and you're like, you know, upset and you're still eating.
Oh, that sounds
it's the
terrible.
Worst.
Okay,
I bet
so
nobody...
the whole date was awkward then.
It was awkward. It was just like, I don't know. Like, I feel really bad about it. Like, he just didn't deserve that.
So you liked him though, and you want to redo? Is that what you're saying?
I do like him, and I want to redo, and I know he was immature, and I try to apologize, and it's just frustrating.
Did you tell him that you were hungover and in a bad mood?
No, I really just didn't want to tell him that. Like, I'm kind of ashamed of that.
So you just let them think that you're just a terrible person that likes to get mad at people over brunch.
Yeah, a little bit.
Smooth.
Okay.
I tried apologizing. He just won't pick up my call. Oh,
all right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back, see if we can get him to pick up our call and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hang on.